soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on January 30th, 2015. Over the last few days, I've been meditating upon a scripture from Matthew 16, some words that Jesus had with Peter, and some very profound things that come through the context of this text. And due to the late hour we are in today, the day and condition of the people, both in the world and the church world, I found this very pressing to share today. Jesus asked Peter a question. Who do people say that I am? This is in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." Varying opinions of the people. Now, this is a religious culture in Jerusalem, Israel, the lands of Israel, the cities nearby. Verse 15, he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." This text is really important because this is what we all need, is one, to be blessed, and we want to be commended by Jesus Christ himself. We want him to be our teacher. And what Jesus is saying to Simon, son of Jonah, that's what Bar-Jonah means, interestingly, that you're blessed because flesh and blood didn't teach you that. You know, you can be taught things on a carnal, natural education basis. You can hear things even from Scripture. But it's when the Father himself opens to your understanding and enlightens you, illuminates you, quickens you through the Holy Spirit, that's when you're blessed. And you certainly want to know who Jesus is. He's the anointed one. That's what Christ means. The Messiah, anointed with the Holy Spirit, commissioned and having a dispensing of the very Spirit of God the Father to perform, to live, to function in capacity of authority in the kingdom and rule and reign of God. That's what Jesus is. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Anointed One. He is the only begotten Son of God. Flesh and blood cannot reveal this to you. It must be quickened to you by the Holy Spirit. And you want the Lord. You want the Holy Spirit to be your teacher. That's what Jesus said when he was leaving. He told his disciples, "It's better that I go away. Another comforter is coming, a Spirit of truth, and he will show you all things that are of mine. He will remind you all things I've told you. He will speak of me. He will show it to you. He will show you things to come." You have the gift of the Holy Spirit if you're born again of the very Spirit of God. You can be taught of the Lord. You want him as your teacher. You want him alone as your master, as your shepherd, which God spoke of in the Old Testament, Ezekiel 34. You want to know his voice, recognize his spirit, know him, the living Jesus Christ, the one true Jesus Christ, because there's lots of different Jesuses, just like there's a John the Baptist, and there's John the Apostle, and there's John the man that runs the gas station. There's lots of Johns. Which John are you talking about? Which Jesus are you talking about? Because Jesus warned in the last days many would be coming, deceiving people, He said, take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. But if you don't know Jesus, you're open to be deceived. There's many different Jesus, and apostles have taught us this and warned us. There's many false Christs. There's many different Jesuses. Who do you say that he is? Do you know him? This is very profound. And then Jesus said, verse 18, I say also unto you that you're Peter, and upon this rock I will build my assembly, my ecclesia, my called out, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's a habitation of God, an assembly of righteous people that have faith in Jesus, who worship him in God, in spirit and in truth, and hold Jesus as their Lord, and he is their head, and they listen to him, and they keep his sayings, and do what he instructs. So now let's go back and look at this from the first verse of this chapter, Matthew 16. The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, you hypocrites! You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. When his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up. Jesus referring to 2 miracles he performed among the multitudes. How is it then that you do not understand that I spake unto you, not concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Get it? You know, Jesus spoke in parables. He actually was asked by his disciples why he did that. Why did he teach in parables? Well, he was hiding it from the wise and prudent and revealing the truth to babes, to humble, meek, kind, lowly ones like children that are seeking God, and the Father blesses and shows them, gives them understanding. But the wise, the prudent, the educated and scholarly ones and the doctrines of men are blinded. And this is in Isaiah chapters 29, 10 through 13. The seers, the prophets, and the rulers, God had blinded their eyes, and the book was one is shut, sealed. Read it. Why? Because they would honor God with the mouth, draw near to God with the lips, but their hearts they had removed far from God. And the fear of the Lord was but a precept. They did not fear the Lord. They did not love the Lord, but they were religious. That is so true. And the same hypocrisy, Jesus' volumes of illumination, of information, of teaching by Jesus and warning about hypocrisy. And it's not Jews, it's the heart of people. It's there were Pharisees, there were scribes, there were Sadducees, and there were Herodians, people of various kinds, makeups and belief systems, but they were hypocrites to the point that they were blinded. And Jesus articulated extreme detail of how to mark what is hypocrisy and what is a hypocrite, one that will use the religious things, the spiritual things, even use the scripture, the things of God, and slant it, twist it, distort it, pervert it, and monetize it, and extort people, harm people, hurt people, destroy people, deceive people, and actually murder the very servants of God, Jesus Christ himself, and the apostles, and the early church. And where are we today? We're today in the same place. The admonitions and warnings of the Lord that were voluminous have been ignored and repugned by the religious world to such a great degree. God is still building his assembly. He is. And he will purify them and refine them as pure as gold and as silver is refined through the furnace. And as Daniel chapter 12 prophesied, that they will shine as the stars of heaven. They will turn wicked people from darkness unto light. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go back and look at what Jesus said about this amazing thing. That they could discern the weather, but not discern the sign of the time. They could look at the sky and determine what kind of day it would be, today or even in the morning. But you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Here was the time when Messiah had come to his own people, and his own people received him not, and they resisted the Holy Spirit, and they had killed the prophets, and they had built the stones upon stones of a religious system, and God had wrote Ichabod upon it. His glory had departed. And God set up a system where the Romans would come and fulfill the very words proclaiming of Jesus, were not one stone to be upon another that should not be thrown down, which means kapaleo, which was the utter revoking of the whole religious system of the law of Moses and the institution of the law of Christ through the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The way into the Holy of Holies had been made done through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel, the good news, that all men, not just Jews, but the whole world, the Gentiles, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord should be saved. And this is a determined time when the Messiah had come. And even riding on the donkey, fulfilling prophecy of Zechariah. But they couldn't discern it. They couldn't judge the day they were in. And they didn't love Jesus. They hated him. And they didn't receive his word, his message, because they didn't have the word of God in their heart. The same is true today. What day are we in? We're in a day where the clock has ticked and the sand glass is empty. And we're getting nearer and nearer and nearer the day of the Lord. And the people are not ready. The people's hearts are hardened, full of sin. And they've been deceived by Babylon, the harlot, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. She's mixed an elixir of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, of her illicit immorality. With every king, every nation has joined together and sinned with Babylon, this world influence. The world is drunk on self-centeredness, egotistical mania, and has become blind and deceived and deluded, and is completely unaware of the lateness of the hour, does not recognize the drought that God has sent, the great earthquakes that he has sent, the unprecedented events that have struck the world economies, deluded leaders that are deceived and harm the people. The Lord said, "Come unto me. For I'm meek and lowly, I am kind, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and I will give you rest unto your souls." But the people say, "No, we will serve the tyrant. We want what we want. We will drink the vile vomit that we will drink." And they're drunk, hooked on pornography and prostitution. Craziness. Read the stories that are on the news. Where a man goes through a process and films it, making himself a woman in front of the world. Tragic. Tragic. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Starts with that. Selfishness. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. Truce breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Just like Cain. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 4. The mockers say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." God could push the button just like he could have let loose the waters in the days of Noah, but he was long-suffering and patient for his obedient one that was moving by faith. Noah was following the instructions of God, being warned by God by faith, Hebrews 11, 6 and 7. He moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his household, his family. There was 8 souls spared, and God waited for them. He put up with the wickedness. And the same is true today. Can you discern the time? Revelation 17, verse 5, referring to the woman, a nation. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, "Wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast which you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here's the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not even is the 8th and is of the 7 and goes into perdition. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have 1 mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. There's much to read here, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Father, the Spirit of the Father, to open to you your understanding. And you need to make a decision to come away from Babylon, to come out of Babylon, and do not drink of her wine that's mixed with vileness, horrible things. It'll intoxicate, it'll make you drunk beyond reason, like a drunken sailor overboard and drowning. Call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved, and the Lord will make you wise unto salvation, for we are in the last days.